With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. One resident in Burnsville, Minneapolis says our hearts are broken.
A desperate call for help from a home in suburban Minneapolis early Sunday morning turned deadly for two police officers and a first responder who were shot and killed, according to officials. Governor Tim Walz says the police officers and a firefighter lost their lives while trying to save a family in danger in Burnsville, and that other officers were also injured. He says, "My heart is with their families." Other messages of condolence have also been flooding social media as well. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Donald Trump battling back, addressing a political rally Saturday night in Michigan, he expressed his belief the legal cases against him amount to nothing more than election interference.
That's Fulton County, that's Atlanta, or Washington, D.C. The people couldn't care less about justice. These people, they're not looking for justice. They only care about how to stop crooked Joe Biden's political opponent, that's me, and how to inflict as much pain as possible. But here we are.
Mr. Trump says the same legal standard, though, is not being evenly applied to himself and Joe Biden.
Just this week, House investigators revealed that Crooked Joe showed up at a business meeting hosted by the Chinese Communist Party-controlled energy companies and all of this, and they were paying his son a lot of money. I'm surprised to hear that. Crooked Joe gave a 10-minute presentation, and days later, Hunter's company got a $3 million check out of China.
In the meantime, Biden's job approval now just 40.1%. This is SRN News. So just who is an atheist in this country?
The Pew Research Center has been working on an answer. According to their polling, atheists are most likely to be men and are probably going to be on the younger side. And there's not a whole lot of them. Only 4% of the U.S. population states that they do not believe that God exists. And that is way less than most of the leading countries in Western Europe. In fact, atheists make up 23% of France, 12% of the U.K., and 18% of Sweden. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism on the rise in this country. Most Americans are well aware of it. New study released by the American Jewish Committee shows 75% of the general public now believes anti-Semitism is a big problem in America. That percentage is even higher among those non-Jews who know someone who is Jewish. This is SRN News. A New York law may have you considering cash over plastic. Here's John Scott with that story.
Businesses in New York will now be required to clearly post how much extra their products will cost if customers pay with a credit card under a new state law that has taken effect. The law means stores can no longer post a sign on a door or at a register stating that credit card purchases will be subject to surcharges. Governor Kathy Hochul said in a statement the law will ensure individuals can trust that their purchases will not result in surprise surcharges. John Scott reporting.
Major tech companies have signed a pact to voluntarily adopt reasonable precautions to prevent artificial intelligence tools from disrupting democratic elections worldwide. Tech executives from Adobe, Amazon, Google, IBM, Microsoft, and others have gathered at the Munich Security Conference. More details at SRNnews.com.